But I listen to you guys. I'm a listener and I'm taking notes. When we talk about this great love that was in Sister Johnson. And it was somebody, and I'm just wondering if everybody knows where this love came from. Where did she get this love? And I heard somebody say, well, she asked God to forgive her a few days ago. Let me say this. Peaky had her ticket long time ago. Okay? She had her ticket a long time ago. She had a ticket way before she met me. Because she loved me. She loved her pastor. She loved her church. And most of all, she loved the Lord. Those are the three you got to get. I always say, if somebody going to heaven, they better be right in those three areas. They better love the Lord. They better love the people of God. And they better love the pastor that feeds them the Word of God. Amen? Let me tell you what Pinky knew. Pinky knew Romans 3:23. Pinky knew that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, you got to know that to love everybody. To love the unlovable. To love strangers. To love neighbors. You got to know that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, I tell people, folks, when you come to a service that I do and I preach, I'm just a preacher. I don't have a lot of gears. Okay? I can't sit on the school board and I can't be a part of this and a part of this because I can only do one thing. Preach the Word. And Pinky sat right there with a sister from North Carolina sat, and she never fell asleep. And I preached long. I'm not going to preach long today because we had a bunch of preachers up here already. But Pinky would fight her way through the door. But she wanted to hear the Word because when you think about where she got her power to love all y'all, she had to get it from the Word. God is love, and if you think you love somebody and don't love God, that ain't love. Okay? You can't love nobody until you love God. So we got this fleshy, lusty, sexy kind of love. That ain't the kind of love Pinky shared with y'all. She wasn't sexy. She wasn't lustful. She was godly because she had God's love in her. So when we say we love somebody, well, you know, it's just about what they can do for me. What I can get from them. If they stop giving, you stop giving. Pinky didn't love like that. Let me tell you how Pinky loved. Pinky loved hard. Okay? And she loved the gospel. She loved Jesus Christ. The things she would tell me, and I'll talk to her on first Sunday and visit her at the hospital, contrary to what somebody said, they'd never seen her get mad. Well, you probably never visited her at a nursing home. You probably never visited her nursing home when they didn't come around and clean her and take care of her. And she was nice mad to me. She showed a niceness type of madness. Somebody said when they'd seen her, we seen her yesterday, they looked like she wanted to say something smart to somebody. She always had something smart to say. Pinky is in God's hands. You know, say that all the time. You come to a funeral home and say, man, what are the preacher going to say? Because I never heard him say anybody going to hell. And to a lot of us, hell like outdoor park. For those from Youngstown, hell closed. And they got a foreclosure sign on outside of hell. Hell closed. Everybody going to heaven because all you got to do is die. Well, that's not true. I always teach there's a couple heavens. You better make sure you're going to the right one. Because a lot of preachers just say you want it ain't heaven. But that's not true. And all of us in here know many folks that didn't make it, that the preacher said they did. Let me tell you how you make it. First of all, you got to know the Lord. You have to be redeemed. You need to be redeemed. Somebody say, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed of the Lord. See, Titus 2 and 14 said, for God... No, that's John 3:16. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us. Same thought. He gave himself for us. Why? That he might redeem us from all iniquity. Not only that, and purify unto himself a peculiar people. You know, sometimes disease, sometimes sickness has a purifying effect on you. See, and many of us don't understand, sometimes cancer can be a blessing. See, some of us are, I just want to die in my sleep. Well, you need to die possibly with a disease that gives you an opportunity to get right with the Lord. See, sometimes adversities and afflictions have a purifying effect on you. See, sometimes life's so good right now, you know, we jump in our Caddies and our Range Rovers and our Lexus and our BMWs. I've seen all the cars in the parking lot. God is good because God is giving me stuff.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. God is good because he gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Galatians 1 and 4. That he might deliver us from this present evil world. Just think this. Sister Pinky don't have to listen to Fox News no more. She don't have to listen to CNN. She don't have to hear nothing about Orlando or nobody going to a school and shooting up some folks. No more pick lines. No more going to the doctor. No more chemo. God has delivered her from this present evil world. And you know what? If you want to see her, you got to be ready to see her. You can't die on your own terms and expect to see the saints of God. You can't die anyway. I talked to a brother yesterday and I wanted him to come and do something for us at the church. And he said, well, I don't know about that day because my wife and I are going on a cruise on that day, on that week. See, my point is, like he's getting ready to go on that cruise, you got to get ready to go to heaven. The question was asked a little boy, and the little boy's father had died, and the preacher was like, your daddy in heaven, your daddy in heaven. And the little boy's father was a salesman, traveled all over the world. And the little boy said to his father, to the preacher, said, listen, let me tell you something. My daddy traveled all over the world. And everywhere he went, he made plans. He looked at the hotels and all the activities that was in the area, and all the lifestyle in the area. He knew where he was going. He said, there's no way my father's in heaven because I never heard him talk about heaven or going there. Oh, some of y'all think all you got to do is die. Let me tell you something. You're going to die. They got plenty of these. Okay, you don't get laid off making caskets. Ellie Black got a whole basement full of them. Got one for you. Okay, when you get in it. Okay. Let me share some scripture with you. I'm not going to be long, even though I want to be. Pinky told me to be long. Yeah, Pinky told me to be long. She said, a whole lot of people will come. You better preach hard to them. She said, a lot of these folks coming to my funeral on their way to hell, preacher. Y'all know that sound like her, don't it? She said, a whole lot of them coming. They said they love me and they miss me and they're gonna say they miss my bread and they miss my German chocolate cake and they miss my cooking. Preach to them hard because they on the wrong road. See, many of us are here on the wrong road. And people say, preach to them. Let me give you a verse. Let me give you a scripture, and I want you to get three things out of it, and I won't be long. It says in Acts 26:18, he said, this is why the Lord came, to open their eyes, and here's our first point, to turn them from darkness to light. Yeah. Now, folks, let me tell you something. It's light in here. Mm-hmm. See, some of y'all are here struggling right now, because You got to get on your cell phone. And you've been waiting on your cell phone since 10 o'clock. You got to know what the world doing. See, God came to turn us from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Some of you, some of us, me, myself, there was a time when Satan's power had me. I was a servant of sin. I was living in darkness. I was lost and on my way to hell. I take funeral seriously because I got saved that one. You know, somebody asked me, they put you on the list and you can come preach. And when we don't have a preacher, listen, I can't do a whole lot of funerals. I don't like doing unsaved folks' funerals. This is easy. These easy funerals. Okay? When I'm sitting here trying to do an unsaved person's funeral and going to try to make their family comfortable, listen, God telling me, you're lying to them people. You lying, people. I'm just being honest. Many of y'all got a lot of folks in hell. You know what they're saying right now in hell? Preacher. Preach to my loved ones because I don't want them to come here. I don't want them to come here. Don't lie to them. Tell them the truth. Tell them the only way to hell they live like me. There was a man dressed in purple. Dressed in purple every day. Fair assumption. You don't get hung up on the color. We all got our favorite color. Ain't talking about Prince. See, my favorite color is brown and blue and black. So I'd be like, man, dressed in brown. And a fair assumption every day. Some of y'all fair assumption every day. And when we leave here, you're going to fair assumption some more. But the Word of God says that when he died in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Didn't say he did a whole lot of things wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with living good. But what was his problem? He didn't give God the glory and the honor and the praise for him being so good. Pinky Johnson say all the time to me, God been good to me. See, I know he said it to you. I know she said it to y'all a lot of times. You know, I know she said it to all y'all out here many times. God's been good to me. She could not have said it. She could not have not said that to y'all. I know she said it plenty times to y'all. God's been good to me. But you know why? You know why you can't testify that? Because you just don't want to mention God. See, the lost man have a problem with God. Pinky didn't have a problem with God. She did not have a problem with God. She knew where her help coming from. She knew that this was thankless work down here. She wasn't looking for no pats on the back. She was just doing what God called her to do. And that's to love everybody. And then the sister that got up here the other day, and every time I go see somebody else that I know is close to going home to the Lord, and I ask them all the time, one standard question, are you right with everybody? Do you have anyone you need to forgive? And when I said that, her eyes popped open, and Kat was like there, well, you know. And she wanted to say, shut up, Kat. I know she would have said it, but she wanted to. She didn't. And Kat mentioned his sister's name, and they got together and worked that thing out. That's a good thing. Know why? Let me tell you why. You cannot go to heaven with unforgiveness in your heart. Sister was saying it over there. Listen, we are a fundamental Baptist church. Don't believe in women preachers. That woman said something there. She preaching that. She said, listen, get right with God. Get right with God and get right with somebody. Somebody out here got somebody you got an ought with. You can't find them, Snapchat them. Text them. Shoot them an email. Listen, listen, folks. Are you right with God? Somebody said, well, you ain't going to see Pinky unless you're right with God. He sure said it right. Pinky was right with God. You know, this life, like often like a storm. See, some of y'all flossing. Y'all acting like y'all got it all together. Y'all really don't. Inside, you got turmoil. You're living a living hell. But on the outside, instead of fessing up, you dress it up. Let me say that again. Instead of fessing up, we dress it up. We looking good on the outside, but on the inside, Jesus said, this is like full of dead man bones. Let me tell you something. You can't take your dead man bones to heaven. You need to get right with God today. Okay, because see, God came and got this sister. How do I know, Pastor? You say a whole lot. Let me give you a scripture. Psalm 107:30. This says, and then he says this, and then they are glad because they be quiet. Let me say that again. Then are they glad because they be quiet. Pinky wasn't worried about dying. I made sure that I seen her on a monthly basis, visited her often. She wasn't worried about being down. She wasn't scared of death. She understood the scriptures because the word of God said that the Lord died on the cross, took the sting out of death. Wasn't no worry. What she worried about the most is your folks, her loved ones. That's what she worried about the most. She worried about she's going to miss y'all. And she wondered if y'all going to hear the gospel and get saved. Because she knew the way. You can't sit there in this church for all them years and not know the way. Because I'm a preacher. And my folks don't want to hear. And they go to church where the preacher soft pedal it and make you think you're going to heaven when you really ain't. That's one of the greatest tricks of the devil. You're sitting here right now thinking you're going to heaven, but cheating on your wife, living in sin, cussing and drinking, lying and stealing. And then you want a preacher to say, well, say something good about him. Let me tell you something. Pinky loved y'all. And God came and got to Pinky. He was quiet for her. He got quiet. See, it got quiet. Word God said, and they be glad that they be quiet. Why? So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. It's a picture of a boat on the water. And the water rough. Some of y'all used to go fishing, charter fishing in Lake Erie. The water gets so rough and the waves just whooping you and beating on you. And that's what life do. But then the calmness came. See, the calmness came in being in life. The calmness came. She was ready. She was ready. She had forgiven everybody, anything that came to her mind. She was ready. She was right with God. Listen, I'm going to close. I have more. We'll let you off the hook today. But you got to answer this question. Pinky would say, make them answer the question, Pastor. You made me answer it. Holler at me. I told him, I'm going to holler at him now, Pinky. I'm going to holler at him. I tell all my members, when you bring your family in here, I'm going to holler at them. They may never hear it again. They may never hear it again. You know? They going to the entertainment center on Sundays. They want to be entertained. Don't entertain them at my funeral. Y'all don't just sound like her. Y'all know it do. Don't it do. Get on their nerves. Give them something to think about. Y'all know it do. Listen to me. Let's share the story. Here's the story. We all know Martha and Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus and Martha's brother. Okay? Listen. Here we go. John 11. And then says, and then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, and Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Watch down. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Yeah. Then Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Thou grandmother, thou sister, thou mother, thou cousin, thou aunt, thou great-great-grandmother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Amen. Amen. And if you know the Lord, you say, you know the Lord, you will also rise again. But everybody ain't rising. Y'all think about Sister Piggy's good bread that she makes to make, whatever y'all call it. That bread had to rise. It had to rise. She had to put the right stuff in it to make it rise, to make it taste so good. See, you can't rise if you don't have the right. See, you ain't rising if you don't have the right stuff in you. See, what you got to have in you? You got to have the gospel in you. You can sit here and I can sit here and play games with you. I'm not playing games with you. You know, people say, what? You what kind of preacher are you? Listen, I'm a prison preacher. I preach in prison. Prison chaplain. I ain't got time to play with folks. Folks on their way to hell. Folks dying and dying and going to hell, and the church is let me entertain you. Here's the question. I'm going to let y'all off the hook. He says this. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. Okay, you're not getting to heaven but through Jesus. But through Jesus. And Pinky knew that because I made sure she knew it. And she believed it. And here's the question. Here's the question Jesus asked Mary, Martha, and he's asking you today. You today. He's asking you the same question. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Shall never die forever. We all going to die, but are you going to die forever? Are you going to die forever? There's folks dying and dying forever. 214,000 a day. There's funerals going on all over this country. All over this country. And the Bible says that it's a narrow road. A narrow road to lead to heaven. Think about this when you're on your way back to Mississippi. When you're riding down 71 South, wherever, and you're on an 8-lane highway. And you can do a whole lot of things on an 8-lane highway. You're on an 8-lane highway, you're texting, you're on your phone, you're passing French fries back and forth to the kids. Let me tell you something, you can do a lot on a wide road. Yeah. But see, when you get on a narrow road, when you get going through Kentucky, and you got a ditch on one side and a semi-trailer coming up the other, your driving changes. You know you're on a narrow road because your life changes. You ain't talking to your kids. You're telling them to shut up, sit down, be quiet because you're on a narrow road. See, the wide road ain't getting you to heaven, folks. Answer this question. Let me let y'all go. And whosoever live, why are you living? Why you got God's breath in you? Why you got God's breath in you? Why you got God's man preaching to you? Whosoever liveth and believeth. That word believeth means this is going to be who you are from this day forward. Okay? Believe it. I mean, that's, this is who you are. Stuff going to drop off you. So you're going to have to stop doing some stuff. You're going to have to get out of some relationships and you're going to have to get off some social pages and you're going to have to clean up your websites. For whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Here's the question. Here's the question Jesus asked Martha, and he's asking you today. Believest thou this? You believe that? Do you believe that? Or you say, listen, you bald-headed, milk-dud-head preacher, I don't want to hear that. I like my gray goose. I like watching naked women. I like cussing and lying and gambling and stealing and just doing whatever I want to do. That's for you. That ain't for me. That is for you. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Sister Pinky, serve the Lord. That's why y'all got so, that's why she loved y'all so hard. She couldn't love y'all so hard without the love of God in her. She loved y'all hard because the love of God demanded her to love hard. You can't tell me you love anybody without loving the Lord. Forget it. Forget it. Husbands, love your wives as God loved the church. And he died. Don't tell me you love your wife and don't know God. Impossible. Think about Pinky. You better think about the God she served and the God she loved and the God that gave her the power to love you all. And she loved you all hard. She loved you all hard. Precious Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the people of God that are here. We thank you for those that don't know you that are here. Let the words that they heard today be their introduction to you.
Yes.
And when they think about their grandmother or their great grandmother or their granny or their neighbor, when they think about it, when they ride up and down Carroll Street, when they hear Christmas carols,
yes.
When they hear Christmas carols, they think Carroll Street. Let them remember what she stood for.
Yes.
She loved hard. She loved hard. Mm. And if you're going to serve God, you're going to love hard because love is God and God is love. Amen.